People in the UK are also worried about their economy now that they're leaving the European Union. Many, though not all, economists are predicting that the country will now enter a recession. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Before last Thursday, the UK's economy appeared to be faring pretty well. While much of Europe is just emerging from a long period of deflation and recession, growth in Britain exceeds 2%. Simon Johnson is a professor of entrepreneurship at MIT.
I would hesitate to call it a boom, but the economy is certainly considerably more robust than most of their European Union partners.
The Brexit vote changed everything. Almost immediately, the British pound fell sharply, stocks lost ground, and the major credit rating agencies lowered the rating on UK government debt. Leaving the EU threatens to knock out one of the underpinnings of British growth. 30% of the UK's economy is made up of exports, and almost half of them go to EU countries. Andrew Goodwin is chief UK economist at Oxford Economics.
So there are lots of issues about about how we can actually trade with the EU going forwards if we don't have a formal free trade agreement.
One of the leaders of the Brexit campaign, Nigel Farage, says the UK faces a recession with or without the EU. The uncertainty has only grown worse because of the political turmoil in Britain and the open question of who will lead it when Prime Minister David Cameron steps down, says Simon Johnson.
Nobody quite knows what sort of government's going to come in, and that uncertainty absolutely discourages consumer spending, discourages investment, so the chance of a recession is substantially increased by this.
But Andrew Goodwin is a bit more sanguine, at least in the near term. Goodwin says the uncertainty about the UK's future means it will attract less foreign investment, and he thinks growth will slow to about 1.4% through next year. But he doesn't think a recession is imminent.
We acknowledge that companies are very nervous and that they will be quite reticent about investing and committing to big investment plans while there's so much uncertainty. However, we don't think the impact on the consumer sector will be quite as large.
For now, the UK is still part of the EU, and at least for a while, business will continue as usual, says Thomas Simons, chief money market economist at Jefferies & Company. Simon says the longer the uncertainty continues, the less investment the UK will attract. But he also says as long as the EU survives and the UK can clarify its legal and political ties to the rest of Europe, it could eventually find its footing.
Outside of the EU, they'll actually have fewer restrictions and regulations that are put on their businesses by people outside of the UK. So they can make policies that better suit their overall business needs, which should be beneficial for the economy in the long run.
But right now, there's considerable pessimism about whether that can happen, and the financial markets have been reflecting that. The Bank of England is doing what it can to reassure investors. Bank officials are expected to meet next month and cut interest rates. There's not much room to cut since rates are already very low, but doing so could send a message to the markets that officials are at least doing something. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.